For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Amidst all the talk about whether or not K through 12 students should go back into the classroom is the disturbing truth that once they get to the classroom, there doesn't seem to be enough teachers to teach them. Perhaps you caught the article in yesterday morning's Current pointing out the teacher shortage many districts around the state are dealing with. We have the Connecticut Education Association President Jeff Leek with us right now. And Jeff, is it that we don't have enough substitutes, or are we experiencing such a teacher shortage that this, the normal level of substitutes that the school systems have out there, it just isn't cutting it?
So I think it's actually both of those right now. We have been concerned for some time regarding the declining number of young people who seem interested in coming into teaching and education as a career. But clearly, in the context of where we are right now with the pandemic, what that means is that many teachers made very recent decisions about saying they were just not feeling safe enough to go back to school themselves. So that required, the substitutes to be called upon. But substituting these days is not the most wonderful thought for some people in terms of moving forward. And between the pay and the workload and the advanced skills that need to be ready for use in our classrooms, it's a problem. And it's going to be a problem for a while, most likely.
What can be done about the pay issue, if anything?
So in many cases, substitute pay is less than $100 a day. That's for a 7.5-8 hour work day by the time you get them in there and tell them what they're supposed to do and so forth. So it's not even like a $15 minimum wage kind of a situation. You're looking for college graduates, at least, who are coming into our classrooms. And it's just not enticing. Again, it was a problem before. It's a problem going to be even more so as we move forward, probably. Now we're saying to substitutes, by the way, you're not getting paid very well, but in addition, we may be exposing you to this virus that's going around.
For people who maybe have lost their jobs and are thinking about subbing, or for people who are experienced subs, or even full-time teachers who are a little scared about going back in the classroom, what do you tell them about how things are going in the classrooms right now? How much at risk are they really?
We are continuing to work with all of our stakeholders and districts to say, look, safety still has to be the highest concern. As we are moving forward, for example, we still see some districts struggling with things such as the social distancing issue. We think that that's going to get even more complicated as the governor continues to push for an all-in situation where all kids are in 5 days a week. And we just know we cannot accomplish the safety measures that need to be in place if that's the case. And again, the social distancing is huge. Just coming in and out of schools on a bus would be an issue then, more than it is right now. What we do know is that, at least with the reports I'm hearing, is that kids are pretty much cooperating with the mask issue. They're keeping their mask on, and that's a good thing. So that's a huge step forward, as we all know. But the distancing seems to be a problem. And it's going to probably get a little worse, obviously, when the weather changes and it gets colder and all the ways we've tried to mitigate as many people in the building by having some of them outside and mask breaks and so forth, that may change things.
You know, you were talking earlier about the governor wants people to go back to 5 days a week in class. I mean, without the teachers, without the personnel to handle those classrooms, realistically, how's that going to work out? How's that going to play out?
That's an excellent question that we are dealing with almost on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to be in attendance at a rally tonight in one of our suburban communities that is saying we cannot uphold the safety measures if everybody comes back into school 5 days a week and so forth. So I'll know more about that a little bit later this afternoon, but it's very possible that sometime this evening I'm going to be in a little bit of a protest rally about a school district trying to get back to everybody and knowing that teachers knowing that it's not possible.
What kind of, as you look around the state, what kind of safety measures are you seeing for teachers and staff? Are we seeing plexiglass shields? Are we seeing enough PPE? What can people expect going back into these facilities?
In some districts, they're really right up there and making sure that the safety measures are in place. In some districts, plexiglass has been installed. In some other districts, something that sort of looks like a mask, one of those clear masks that people are wearing.
The face shield.
The shield things, yes, thank you. We're put out there, but honestly, they don't look like they'd last more than a few hours. So in that district, they're looking at strengthening that situation.
Hey, Jeff Leake of the Connecticut Education Association, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, John Henry.